Northeast Florida.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits.
Smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. When you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby. I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer it will grow stronger every day.
Sunny 102.3.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Hey, okay, we're back for hour number two.
What was a quick hour?
Yeah, it was. Listen, I want to read this off to everybody. It pertains to the discussion we were talking about here a few minutes ago before we went on break about the Jacksonville Waterways Commissioner public meeting task assignments. It's going to be held January 7th at 2 o'clock p.m. City Hall. It's on West Duval Street, Suite 425, Conference Room A. You can contact Jessica Matthews at 630-1404 for the number for additional info. But notice is hereby given that Jacksonville Waterways Commission, Commissioner Matthew Brockelman, will meet with Council Member Lori Boyer to discuss Waterways Commission task assignments. The meeting will convene at 2 p.m. on Monday, so on and so forth. Any interested parties are invited to attend. The meeting is open to the public. So this is what they do, Jeff, is, you know, whether it's intentional or unintentional.
It's sort of sliding in the back
door.
Yeah,
they're almost like backdoor meetings, you know.
Exactly.
And they know from past history that when they're sitting there at that big table and they look over at the ends of the room,
And it's empty.
It's empty. You know, John Nooney. John Nooney's there, buddy.
Yeah.
If it wasn't John Nooney, you know, he keeps tabs on these people. But the thing that John's having trouble with is getting the message out to everyone and trying to make them understand the importance of this. Because, like I said, you're going to wake up one day and you're going to go to launch your boat or you're going to go somewhere or whatever, and it's going to say no trespassing or you can't do this that way or it's a new regulation, a new law, you know.
Got to use a special hook.
Yeah, special,
you can't use that kind of line.
And then it's like, well, I never heard anything about it. Well, you know,
you
don't pay attention to it. It's just like, you know, when you get pulled over for speeding, the cop says, you were speeding. You were doing 75 and a 65. Well, I never saw a 65. Well, then you weren't paying attention. You know, you got
to
pay attention.
75?
Yeah, you know. But that's what's going on here. And like Rick said, the committees are appointed. Okay. And when they appoint these committees and they change them, I guess they, according to what I heard from John,
put whoever they want on
there. They put whoever they want on there. And, you know, these new people come up and you might have some really wacko environmentalists on a committee.
Yeah,
you might have some hard nosed
people,
PETA people. You know, and all of a sudden you got the California sitting right here in Jacksonville, you know, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing because I understand what they do in California is, you know, for the good of the environment, so on and so forth. But man, they can get really carried away, and it's too extreme, you know, so where it almost infringes on your right to be able to this, 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 and this. And that's what really bothers me about it. So I don't know. If John Nooney, if you're listening, my friend, give us a call so we can go over some of this stuff that you were trying to explain to me on the phone this morning at 7:45 in the morning, which I had just woke up. I didn't even have my coffee yet.
No coffee?
No coffee.
Joe's not going to remember anything.
No. So, it's just I don't know. You can make rules and you can make regulations all day long, and people just brush it off. You know, it's not important to me. It doesn't matter to me. Somebody coming in?
Oh.
We got a call. Okay, he'll let me know. So, Jeff. Have you ever had any instances in your kayak pulling up to a launch or a ramp or anything and been questioned or so on and so forth? We got a call? All right. Well, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
This is Rob.
Rob, hey, buddy. What's going on? Rob Coxey.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great, Cousin Jeff. Rick, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Rick, I got to respectfully take exception to your comment about, you know.
Rick, hold on. Let me stop you right now. Rick stepped out to go tinkle. He'll be right back.
Tinkle?
Yeah, tinkle, tinkle, little star.
Yeah.
I thought only the ladies went tinkle.
No, Rick tinkles.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that.
I got to talk about something else till Rick gets back.
Yeah.
You were taking exception to something.
Yeah, Rick's comment about shark fishermen have brought it on themselves.
Here he comes.
I didn't say shark fishermen brought it on themselves. Just the fishing community and not policing and, you know.
Right, right. Is Rick back?
Yep, Rick's back.
Okay, Rick, I respectfully take exception to your comment that fishermen have brought it on themselves for all these new shark regulations. In the last 10, 15 years, I have not seen shark carcasses left on the beach anywhere.
Well, I have tons of them when I surf fish.
How long ago was that?
It's been for the last, I would say for the last 10 years. Going up to this present time, people taking sharks off the hook and just throwing them on the beach. the small ones, especially the small ones. Yeah, a lot of people think sharks are a creature that we need to eliminate because they bite people in the ocean, and it's probably one of the biggest fallacies there are.
There's sharks in that ocean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they were doing that on the pier, too. They bring a shark up on the pier, and they just lay out there in the sun. Yeah. You know.
They did not, and they do not take the care that a lot of people will take with a redfish, or oversized redfish, or whatever, to try to revive it and get it back in the water on a timely basis. And and the other thing is, too, Florida is becoming so crowded. When people chum the water and bring the sharks in, it scares a lot of people. In other words, if I had my kids out there swimming, I wouldn't want somebody out there chumming and bringing sharks in towards the beach.
Is there any rules and regulations in Jacksonville Beach, Atlantic Beach, Neptune Beach, where you can and cannot go out and target sharks off the beach?
There is the city.
Only on the pier.
Yes, because the pier is owned. When Rhonda had it, she didn't allow shark fishing during the daytime.
Right. You had to shark fishing club at night.
At nighttime.
Right.
The authority of the city of the beaches in at the mean high tide line.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't control what you do out in the ocean. Yeah.
But it has to come inside that mean high tide line to retrieve it, right? I mean, to bring it in. I mean, once it's caught. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter then.
Well, sharks, from my experience over more than 50 years of fishing, is that they are the hardest darn things to kill in the world. You can have a shark that's been, quote unquote, laying there, you know, dead for 2 hours, and you get your foot close to his mouth, and you'll get bit.
He ain't as dead as you thought he was.
They are hard to die, you know, so they're not like a tarpon or, you know,
redfish.
A female redfish, you know, that you've got to, you know, treat with kid gloves. I mean, you don't need to take a 2 or 3 foot, you know, shark on the pier and lower him back down in a net to get rid of him. Of course, you'd probably play heck doing it because he'll bite a hole in the net.
Yeah. No, you just take them and throw them over the side because it's not going to affect them when they land.
Right.
You know.
I mean, just drop them head first and let them go.
Yeah.
Torpedoing a fish is one of the best ways.
Torpedoing.
So you got to understand, pier, though, that they were gaffing a lot of these sharks to get them up.
Oh, yeah.
The bigger sharks. If you couldn't hand line that shark up, you'd have to gaff it, you know, with a rope gaff.
If you can't hand line it up, you need to cut the line.
Right.
You need to cut the line.
Right.
You're exactly right.
But I'm just saying,
well,
this is
then,
what. Yeah.
Back in the day, I mean, they were cutting the jaws out and.
Yeah. Yep.
Throwing the rest over the side.
Yeah. Keeping the teeth for collectible items. Yeah, a lot of cruel, stupid things being done to them that was not needed to be done.
Right.
But there will be the second meeting to approve these rules. It's in St. Augustine. It's in February. I talked, matter of fact, Joe, our black gentleman that's a Marine Patrol.
Right.
Okay, he wants to get back on the show. And I talked to him about this. And there are some controversy about it's going to be really hard to do what they're asking to have done.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be impossible to do what they want to do.
Yeah, yep.
Who is going to get in the water with a 5 or 6 foot shark and de-hook him?
No.
Yep. But that's the reason why one of the rules are you got to have something to quickly cut your leader.
Well, you see these guys on YouTube all day long on these big shark clubs that they pull these 10, 15 foot hammerheads up on the beach. They'll get there, and 2 or 3 of them will hold that fish, and they'll actually unhook them and drag them back out in the water.
Yep. I've seen that.
Right.
Well, hey, thank you for the call. Gotcha.
All right, my friend. Be careful out there. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida. Stand by. We will be right back.
Mm-hmm.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com. Don't throw away that broken reel. Get it repaired by Keith Secor, better known as Keith the Reel Guy. For years, Keith the Reel Guy has saved many a reel from being thrown away. If your reel is in need of repair, just drop it off at Rick's Bait and Tackle in Jacksonville Beach, or you can just give Keith the Reel Guy a call. He's at 904-631-8924. Keith can get your reel repaired at a fair price and in a timely fashion. Call Keith the Reel Guy today and get your favorite reel back on the rod and out of the garbage can. Keith the Reel Guy, 904-631-8924.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
There's nothing worse than pulling your boat down the road and your trailer gives way. That's why you need to call Jim Pritchard at the Fat Cat Trailer Store. Jim's been providing trailer repairs for over 20 years. Welding, bearing replacement, parts, and custom-made axles are all right here at Fat Cat Trailer. Your boat belongs in the water, not in the median. Call Jim at Fat Cat Trailer, 247-1727. That's 247-1727. Fat Cat Trailer Service, near the Beach Boulevard Boat Ramp at 211 20th Street North, Jacks Beach.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
All right, we have some other big news that's happened this week or last week. The Modern Fish Act was passed. And by...
Fill us in on that.
The Modern Fish Act was passed by the United States House, first of all, or excuse me, by the United States Senate. And the House passed it, and it's on its way to the President's desk for signature. And there's a lot of good stuff. Matter of fact, it's probably the first law that's ever been passed for saltwater anglers. And...
To our benefit?
To our benefit. And let me tell you what, I can remember the day, almost to the day, that the federal government shut down the red snapper fishing. And it was a disaster, and it's been a disaster ever since. And what's in this act is that they have said that clarifying the authority of NOAA fisheries to apply management approaches more appropriate for recreational fishing. In other words,
thank God.
All right. So they have sent NOAA a clarification on how to do it and what they wanted. They want improving recreational harvest data collection. In other words, instead of calling me and you about how many red snappers we caught in your John boat,
right?
In my flats boat, and they're going to go to a reasonable source of information for people going offshore to go fishing and seeing what the figures are. Requiring a study of how mixed-use fishery allocations can and should be reviewed. And by mixed-use, that is catch shares, basically, is what it is.
So, I mean, with as much money as they're wasting doing everything else, why don't they send some divers down on these wrecks and get some really accurate figures, you know, or talk to some of the local divers and things like that?
I don't know what they're going to do now. All I know is that the data won't be based on...
skewed.
Right. The reason why, basically, too, we had to go to a bank license, because the federal government during the Obama administration said that everybody had to be able to be surveyed, okay? I'm going to use the word surveyed. So the state of Florida had never charged for fishing on the beach or fishing from the bank. You were charged to have a license to go out in your boat, a $16 license, right, or a little bit more if you wanted both fresh and salt water. So that's the reason why in the state of Florida, we had to go to a bank license to keep the federal government happy about having more and more people being able to be surveyed. And that's how the surveys became so inaccurate. Guy's surf fishing was being surveyed when he got his bank license, and again, about how many red snapper you caught, this and so on. Okay.
I caught a sword today off the beach.
Off the beach, right. Yeah. So now that they're making them go and do it in a proper manner. And are they going to go diving and so on? I don't know. Requiring a study on limited access privileges. I'm sorry, that's the catch shares, limited access, where major companies can buy the right to catch certain fish in certain areas. And once that quota is met, then nobody can catch them there anymore. So that's going to be looked at. So there's a lot of good things coming into focus now under the current administration as far as fishing goes. I don't care if you like him or don't like him or whatever. As far as fishermen, as far as the fishing community is going, this is really going to help us a lot. And this was a bipartisan bill. Let me emphasize that. Senator Nelson, before he was defeated by now Senator Scott, he was a big supporter of this bill and had it in place. And it was a lot of Democrats and a lot of Republicans, and it passed with a large majority of both Democrats and Republicans.
See, we can work together.
Yep, they can work together if they ever try to. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of progress is made on this. And I'm hoping that we have some people that will be staying on touch and on top of this information that's coming out. It's going to be awful big for the offshore guys, more so than inshore. But let me tell you, at one time they were threatening of closing down places like Mill Cove and so on, where you couldn't take your boat. I can remember Vic Tyson fighting and arguing about water getting your boat, and then you would take that water and it would kind of drain out at the next stop you were going to.
Right.
And that was unacceptable to the government, you know. So they expected you to keep your boat dry and no money.
Water?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that was. But
that's crazy.
I can remember Vic just arguing about that all the time. And it was a very good point that he was making. You know, come on. And then estuaries and different areas that they were going to close down where we fish at a lot because they didn't want boats transporting different water samples here and there, and so on. And it was it's just crazy.
I mean, there's like virtually no water in your boat. I mean, if you had a gallon or two of water, like, what's that going to do if it went into another area?
It would dilute
out so quick in the billions of gallons of water that are out there.
The ocean has proven, with the exception of plastics, that it can clean itself up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, these plastics...
ocean is a renewable resource.
These plastics are something that we really need to look at, and it will destroy things.
There's giant islands of plastic floating around out in the oceans.
Look at the island underneath the Matthews Bridge. You know, I mean, that's been cleaned up quite a bit, but back in the day, man, you could see it from the bridge just all lined up along the shore.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was that Exchange Island?
Yep.
Yep. That was the name of it.
Yep.
I guess it still is Exchange Island.
Yeah. Or Snake Island, whatever it was. Yeah.
Rattlesnake Island.
Rattlesnake Island is where the Matanzas Fort is at.
Ah.
Matanzas Inlet?
Yep.
Okay. You ever been to the Matanzas Fort?
Yeah.
Okay. It sits on Rattlesnake Island. That's, they said that thing used to be loaded, really was loaded with rattlesnakes. I also want to mention the Jacksonville Offshore Sport Fishing Club is something that everybody needs to look at. One of our riders is a president of the club, Ms. Trina Pokey. She does a great job. She's got a great board. And it might be a club that you would like to look at. It's also now catering to both inshore and offshore
It's always been that way, but just the name of the club sort of throws everybody inshore a loop, you know?
Right. And, well, you know, I didn't know that there's a blue water club here in Jacksonville. I had no idea.
Right.
Evidently, it's very well organized and quite a few members in it. And so...
if it's a blue water club, then there's some money in that club.
And there's a Marlins club, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. I saw.
It's another money club.
Okay. And
one I can't be in.
Everybody's quite aware of Captain Jim Suber. Captain Jim is City of Jacksonville Waterways Coordinator, Dockmaster. Jim puts an article in the Fishing Connection every month. And basically, Jim has... information on just about every project that is being done on boat launches and docks and river walks and so on and so forth. For the January edition, Captain Jim has loaded up, and I'm just going to run over a couple of them because there's well over a dozen or so updates on here. But the Zoo Dock, it's in design and permit. Liberty Street Marina is in design, but yet to determine the actual project. The Riverview Park boat ramp is in design and will be a couple of years out. The Exchange Club Island, which we were just talking about, next phase of park development is in design. The Burt Maxwell boat ramp, dredge, is pending and was approved for this year's fine dollars. What is the fine dollars, Rick? F-I-N-D, fine dollars, federal.
Maybe some money that they find.
Goodby's Creek boat ramp dredge is pending, as in on a 2020 construction list.
I tell you, Burt Maxwell needs it, that's for sure.
Half Moon Island, you familiar with Half Moon Island?
Mm-mm, I know Half Moon
Cay. And boat ramp on the city's north side is ready for bids to be requested, and construction should be seen soon. The fishing pier at Harborview boat ramp is near completion. The city, let me see, give me another one on here. Revolt River Preserve fishing structure is in design. So they've got a lot of plans for most of this stuff for 2019. And 2020 is usually probably going to be the completion of most of them. But you can find this in Captain Jim Suber's article in the Fishing Connection. You might want to read it and get updated on all these projects because it covers just about every area in Northeast Florida. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back, 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida, on Sunny 102.3 FM. Stand by.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483 or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
To ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people, great service. Located behind the Circle K store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7663. Alliant Roofing, Florida State Certified Roofing License CCC 132-8560. Florida State Certified Builder's License CBC 125-7928.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. We got us a red light now.
Yeah, and I think we got a phone call coming in.
Yep, we got a call. Go ahead, caller.
Is Jim Suber calling?
There's my buddy.
Hey, Jim.
You asked for Jim, and Jim returns that call. You doing okay, my friend?
Doing well.
Good. Question. We were just reading some articles that you had in your piece here in the paper for this month.
Mm-hmm.
And hold on a minute.
All
Okay. Okay. We were just having a little discussion here. What is FIND, F-I-N-D?
Florida Internavigation District.
Florida Internavigational District.
No, Florida Inland Navigation District.
Florida Inland Navigation District. Okay.
That okay. is all the counties in the state of Florida that have the East Coast Waterway in their county.
Okay. All right.
It's a special taxing district where a percentage of your property taxes goes to the Florida Inland Navigation District for the benefit of improvements of the waterway.
Okay. Okay. Because I noticed this. It was in most of the postings on here, and I just I looked at Rick. I says, what is it?
1.4 million matching funds a year from that program for Duval County, which means that, you know, somewhere around $2.8 million worth of improvements are done each year because of that program.
Okay. Okay. Dude, you got a great article this month. A lot of good info in here.
Is there any particular area, boat ramp or whatever, that you're having a hard time with because of funding?
No, we're pretty well. I don't want to say any of them in particular because we're pretty well, working off of a master plan, if you will, right now. We're, we did that boaters' improvement study that we paid, that actually Florida Navigation District funded for us to have a master plan on the needs of the county, and we identified the places that had the greater need, the medium need, and the lighter need, and we're trying to work within that. Our biggest obstacles and the slow process has been getting through the permitting process from mostly the process of the Army Corps of Engineers and the Federal Fish and Wildlife Services that have to respond to the permits before they're approved. And so that process takes a little more time than what I'd like to see, but more time than what most people would like to see, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, it's strange because most people do not realize that the city is not giving the permits. I'm glad you mentioned that.
When it's all said and done, when we actually have a set of plans and we've got everything in place, the last place that it has to go is actually for city permitting. And then, but that, you know, that's just a process that don't take very long.
Right. People don't realize how many hoops you got to jump through to get a little dock fixed.
Exactly.
Anything that's over the water, guys, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Anything that we're making any change, if it's something that we're just fixing or repairing, we don't really need to permit. We just repair a minor stuff. Like we probably put, I don't want to give a number, but we put a substantial amount of money a year in just repairing Metro Park Marina, the docks around the city that are boat ramps that just, I don't want to blame it on the boaters because I don't think the boaters are capable of doing some of the damage that we get, but, you know, we get some industrial stuff in there that we have to repair, and sometimes it's just plain, you know, longevity. It's Mother Nature taking its course on stuff that we have to, you know, go behind and get back to normal, and, you know, pilings that rot, get worms in them, go bad.
Well, I'm sure that there is some instances where it is pilot error. You know, like, look, there's a dock, but I'm still doing 30 knots.
Right.
Bam.
They do let Joe drive a boat occasionally.
No, kayak. I can't pedal that fast.
Jim, where is Half Moon Island Park?
Half Moon Island is not yet in existence. We have the property.
No one, none of us knew.
That's a new facility that we're building. It's out on North Main Street, about probably a eighth of a mile from the county line on North Main Street on the Nassau River.
Oh, so it's beautiful. Out by Redneck?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's going to be we're doing that in two phases. And, what slowed that down for a little while was the fact that we had to get FDOT
to originally we were able to build our entrance into the park that we were going to build without having to do anything on Main Street. But now we've got to, which we feel like rightfully so, is we're going to put in a acceleration and a deceleration lane and a turn lane on North Main Street for safety purposes. So that process there, we've made it through that. Now everything's ready to go. We're just we're hoping that contracts proposals for advertising will start going out real soon, right after the first year. But that's going to be a boat ramp, riprap along the river front, and it's going to have a fishing pier.
That's going to be nice.
Ultimately, have bathrooms. It's going to be paved parking lot.
Wow!
It's going to be a real nice facility.
Good deal. All right,
I got one more question.
Nope, go ahead.
Real quick. Anything at all on the McHugh Beach Boulevard boat ramp? The property that's back in the back, and it's the city's trying to still work on expanding that parking lot, I guess is my basic question.
Well, the city is waiting because that actually is a negotiations process that is going on with the owner of it, which is Beach Marine, and Jack's Beach themselves. And the city is waiting to see how they're going to play a part in it when it comes time. But, the amount of money has been agreed. Well, there's a dollar amount that's been announced to each other there, and I'm not sure what that ultimate amount of money was that they were talking about, and then plus how much of that property is actually going to be taken or provided once it's all said and done. And then there's some other dynamics that are in the middle of all that right now that it's just right now it's on a holding pattern waiting for all the
things to happen.
Yeah. All right. Negotiations. Captain Jim Suber, we appreciate you touching bases with us, and I do want to say again, that was a great photo of you and your granddaughter you posted the other day.
Yes, it's been a great Christmas.
You can give me that $20 later.
I'll do it,
buddy. All right, my friend, we got to get you back on, but I'll give you a notice or two before we make a decision.
All right, Happy New Year.
You too, my friend. Be careful out there. Captain Jim Suber. All right. Wow. We're going into our last segment here pretty soon, Rick?
Yep.
Wow, okay. Yep, 904-296-2692 is the number. You got a question, you got something on your mind, you want to tell us a little fishing story, you better do it now because we got 15 minutes left in this series here. Captain,
Hey, and the phone's ringing.
The phone's ringing? We apologize. We were supposed to have another seat filled here today, but apparently there was a no-show, so we'll find out what happened on that. And as far as Rick Hale goes over there, Rick, you got any announcements you want to make?
We
anything
got a phone
new?
Call. Want to get this caller?
Okay, caller, go ahead.
All right.
Who we got on the line here?
Hey, guys, it's Noonie.
There he is.
Hey.
Now, John, we're going to go on to a break here probably shortly, but we're going to hold you on till the following end, okay?
Well, we had to find out what the letters meant, but Captain Suber called in and explained it to us.
Yep.
And now I would like to hear about your concerns about the meeting that's coming up next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, we got a couple more running.
There we go. Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Hold that thought, John, and we'll get you right after the break. We'll get you. But next 10, 15 minutes, we'll get him. All right.
John has to be strong to hold all those balls.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, y'all stand by. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back with John Noonie, who is the informant of the Information Act. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at FloridaFabWorks.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Gill.
And we're back.
Yeah, we're back. All right, Mr. Nooney.
Okay, guys.
Get into it, baby.
All right. Well, it's good to hear Captain Jim. And, Captain Jim, he always just tells me, you know, Nooney, I don't make the rules. I just enforce them. And there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, you know, it's all about compliance. So, you know, going forward, you know, in my opinion, especially in Jacksonville, you know, and the waterways, you know, we are and continuing to create certain zones. And one of the big zones are going to be these CRAs. And these are community redevelopment areas. And so, you know, in my opinion, you know, the rules of access on waterways, you know, can be impacted, you know, if you're in some of those zones. And one example would be downtown, you know, and everything's legislation. So 2014 560 was the creation of the downtown CRA zone, which is over 20 square miles. 4.8 miles is the water's edge, and that extends from the Fuller Warren to the Matthews Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a lot of these, then you also get into different jurisdictional hierarchy, if you will. And that could be the federal government. And that's why when you look at some of these areas, and I'm talking about the north side, you know, with the Timaquan, you know, that's federal. So you have a whole new set of guidelines, you know, that you're going to have to adhere to. So anyway, you know, that's the one thing that, like I said, you know, I just have some, you know, concerns about. And for example, now, changing the subject a little bit, but when you get back to these find projects,
mm-hmm.
And Jim was right. That's the Florida Inland Navigation District. It's a special taxing district. Every property owner in Duval County, and not just Duval County, but up and down the east coast of the state of Florida, you know, pay part of our property taxes to this fund. And then every year, you know, you get together and then decide which projects that you want to prioritize. And the thing is, the money doesn't get spent in that particular. You can delay, defer, and sometimes not even follow through on the funding. So a lot of it can get lost or reappropriated to different areas, and that has happened in the past.
So who is in control of the fined money? I mean, who actually is the head honcho?
Well, currently, Mike Osteen is the fine representative for Duval County.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past, current president Aaron Bowman was a fine commissioner. We've had Mike Mezziano. And but anyway, who ultimately decides? Unfortunately, it's an unbelievable teeny tiny meeting.
Right.
And for this last meeting, and I think you'll see a picture, you know, in the Fishing Connection, you know, for this, you know, the January issue. But there's three projects, and it still has yet to be approved by the Jacksonville City Council, and that may take place at the January 9th meeting. As far as I know, an ordinance or resolution number hasn't been assigned yet to that piece of legislation.
Now, is this a different meeting from the 7th meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It's a different meeting. And again, you know, and the concern I have about these task force assignments is that, you know, you're just giving one or two people, and because of their positions, you know, in a way, Joe Q Public, you just can't attend. I mean, I would have loved to attended one task force meeting from last year.
Right.
I couldn't even tell you when they were. I couldn't even tell you, you know, who. It's really, you know, I've got. We should all be a little bit concerned about that.
So, would you say the catchphrase backdoor meetings?
Well, they got to post their
meeting. It's got to be posted publicly.
Yeah, every meeting has to be posted publicly.
But you can circumvent it by having people that are not required to adhere to the sunshine.
If they are appointed by the city council, they are under the sunshine law. Okay? If they are a committee. That's the word I'm looking for. They're a committee appointed by the city of Jacksonville and doing business for the city of Jacksonville, meaning that they will pass legislation and pass it on to the city council for its approval.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be in the sunshine. Now, what they can do is go to the Florida Times Union and put a small notice in that paper and then post a meeting, a notice of a meeting on the bulletin board at City Hall, and they've met the letter of the law.
Requirements, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Rick, you do bring up a very, very good point, but when you only have maybe one person or two, and then, you know, again, a task force assignment, you know, again, I've never attended one of those meetings. I would have loved to, but anyway, that's what's going to be taking place on the 7th,
right?
2:00.
I wasn't sure if you were listening or not. See, I'm more scared of committees like that than I am the government, because none of those people are elected at all. They're all appointed. Am I correct in that?
You are extremely correct in that.
Okay.
And that's a very good observation.
And that's more dangerous than anything else, ain't it?
Because they don't run for re-election, and they don't answer to nobody except the people that appointed them.
No, and it gets fast-tracked. So, in other words, by the time, you know, it gets to, like, a city council vote, you know, you've basically, no one has really been, you know, at a meeting, and it has just kind of flown through, and then all of a sudden you get a 19 members voting on something, and then it's done. It's a done deal.
Right.
Okay, let me there's been some questions asked me by at the store and so on. There's people were saying, well, you know, the city government does not control the waterway because, you know, it's the water's owned by everybody. The city can't control it. But let me give you an example of what a government can do that doesn't control the water. Let's look at the ocean. Supposedly nobody controls the ocean after a mean tide line. But how many people do you see walking on their own down by the Ponte Vedra Club and all that area down there? Once you take away parking and access, it's one of the things I've been following John and listening or reading what he's been saying. Once you take away access to the river, docking at the river, or anything else, how are you going to use the river?
Right.
John, I wanted to make that point because I knew I was looking at my time. We were getting really short. But your point is very valuable, and everybody needs to start paying attention to it.
John, thank you so much, okay. My friend.
Thank you, guys.
All right, buddy. Be careful out there. Enjoy your weekend. Happy New Year to all. And we will see everyone next week on the Gone Fishing Show.
Good see you day. Next year.
You next Goodbye. Year.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue. Clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
With all the hustle and bustle of Christmas shopping and party planning, it's sometimes easy to forget what the true meaning of Christmas is. Well, the Boger family at Boger Shoes would like to remind everyone what the Christmas season is all about. Christmas is about the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, who was born to Mary and Joseph in a lowly manger in Bethlehem. There were no office parties, no Christmas trees, just the arrival of three kings that brought gifts and knelt beside this manger occupied by the Savior of our world. When you think about Christmas this year, please reflect on why this holiday is so significant. Since 1957, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes offers free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podiatrists on staff. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. So stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger's difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for